You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello? Hello? If you can hear me, I'm sending this message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. Lily was right.
Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is the Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
Keshav Krishna is a second-year mechatronics engineering student at the University of Auckland. He is fundraising money to help set up solar panels in the remote Ladakh region of the Himalayas. He will be going there as a part of the Global Himalaya Expedition, which has been providing electricity access to remote regions since 2013. How did you find the Global Himalaya Expedition?
And I got home and I was just, you know, on one of these engineering websites I usually go onto called spectrum.ieee. Mm-hmm. And their big banner on their website was engineers illuminating monks. Oh. I was like, I have to see what this is.
That's a brilliant catch line. I would click on that.
Yeah. And so it was like, oh, hey, there's this group that, you know, their mission is to help these remote communities get energy access to help. You know, improve their quality of living, because these people live in like remote communities where
and they don't have electricity.
They don't have electricity. They
and
rely
no state supplied electricity at
no,
all.
No, because they actually the region that they live in is so remote and so rugged that you can't get like electrical like lines out there.
What are some of the other problems these communities face?
Another problem that they're facing is that they don't have very easy access to education. So a lot of the kids that live in these areas, they have a very high literacy rate. And so they have been setting up schools in these areas that are also powered by these solar microgrids.
Solar microgrids?
Yeah, so it's solar microgrid. It's basically they setting up solar panels throughout the village to create a mini electrical grid so that all the different houses can connect to the same grid.
And they're all putting in electricity and taking it out of this grid?
Yeah. Yeah, so when we go, what we do is we'll hike up to the villages. We have a day or so to just survey the area and figure out which places would be the best to put our solar panels. And then with a group of electricians that will also be joining us, we will then go and wire all the different houses, connect them to these solar panels and to the battery packs that store the solar energy during the day, and then that's what the lights will run off during the evenings.
How long do the batteries last?
So the batteries, I don't have an exact number on how long the batteries last.
Guesstimate.
But on average, so this area has a lot of natural sunlight because it is so high up.
Right.
So there's not that
so
much.
So they have longer days.
Yes, they have longer days during the summertime.
If people want to get in touch with you or help support you getting you over there, is there like a GoFundMe page?
Oh, yeah. So I have set up a GoFundMe page to help fund my trip. And so my GoFundMe page is, so if you go into GoFundMe and then you just type in solar lights for the Himalayas, it's the first page that should pop up. And it's a photo of me with some really flash black and green sunglasses on.
Great. Good combo.
You could also check out my Facebook page, which is at Lighting Ladakh. So that is at LIGHTNGLADAKH. And Ladakh is the region that we'll be in. You could also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. And my Instagram is Keshav, at Keshav Kai, which is KESHAVKAI. And then Twitter is Kesh9000, which is KESH9000.
Gorgeous.
Did
I think we should...
Did I leave out a zero there? I'm not too sure. I mean,
Google it'll come up.
Google it, yeah. It will come up. But yeah, so I'm doing some GoFundMe like campaign. So we've just actually hit... My goal is $6,000, and that's to help cover my cost for travel. And a portion is also going to cover the cost for the actual solar panels.
Yeah.
And so far, I've managed to raise $3,000. I think
great.
I've actually just crossed over the $3,000
range. High five for that.
Yeah, there we go. And so we are just needing another $3,000 more.
Well,
and
let's
then we'll
help
be
you
fully
out
funded.
With that.
Yeah, and so the trip is from the expedition starts on the 8th of July and ends on the 23rd of July. But I'm trying to sort out all my funds and stuff like that by the end of May, just to give me enough time to sort out all my accommodation and all my gear and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to need some serious gear for mountain hiking. Why are you going to the Himalayas?
The reason why I'm going on this trip and the reason why I chose to study engineering was, you know, I feel that it's up to our generation to help improve the quality of life for people in this world. And we come from these countries where we have so many different privileges, like, and we don't even really think about it, you know? And then you see these people living in the Himalayas, living in villages that, you know, are thousands and thousands of years old. And they've basically been living the same way since like the beginning of civilization almost. I mean, they have some modern stuff now.
But not many.
I mean, they still rely on farming the same land that they've farmed for thousands of years. They have like the same animals.
And you want to help bring them?
Yeah, I want to help develop their communities and help them bring them into the modern era so that the kids...
So that they can go forward.
So that they can go forward and so that, you know, their kids growing up in these communities can have other opportunities and really expand their horizons.
Yeah.
I mean, possibly one of the next great scientists or great inventors or great musicians or great artists could come from, you know, these regions. And normally these kids don't really get a chance to have this. But by helping them. Because they disconnected from the rest of society. But by helping to connect them, we're helping to connect them to like future opportunities and stuff like that.
Well, that's very admirable.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
All right, cool.
That was the Green Desk. Thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.